Hey foodies, welcome to Cooking Shooking. In the series today, we're going to make some malai paneer tikka, and as the name recalls, we're going to marinate it with some malai, which is basically cream, and it's going to be very rich and delicious. The best part is the texture. It's going to be super juicy. I mean, the paneer is going to be super juicy and succulent, and you just cannot resist after you have one. So let's start making it. So it's a very simple recipe. We're going to begin by mixing the ingredients, and we're going to marinate the paneer first, and then we're going to move on with the other steps. So first of all, let's marinate the paneer. For that, we will take the ingredients. So this is 3 tablespoons of malai. Malai is basically the thick part that comes on the top of the milk. That is malai, or thick cream, you can call it that way as well. Feel free to use heavy cream instead of this. To this, I'm going to add in another 3 tablespoons of cream. So now in India, we usually get this low-fat cream. I'm using that. Feel free to use normal milk. So as I said earlier in my veg kebabs video, that I usually keep nuts powder. So I will usually add cashew nut powder into this recipe, but today I have a mixture of cashew nut and almonds. So I'm going to add this in. 2 tablespoons of cashew nut powder, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, salt to taste, a good tablespoon of chopped coriander, 1 small green chili, about 1/2 teaspoon of kasuri methi, 1 teaspoon of roasted besan for the binding. So now I'm going to give it a mix. So I'm going to keep this aside for a moment, and we're going to crush up some ingredients. I'm going to add in 1/2 teaspoon of fennel, 4 to 5 green cardamoms, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. So I'm going to just crush them really well. So now I'm going to add this into the marinade mixture. Give it a mix. So our marinade is ready. You can see we have a spoonable consistency here, and that's how we want it to be. We do not want it to be any thinner. Spoonable consistency is required for it. And if you wish to add in a little bit of red chili flakes or mint leaves, feel free to add it. And now we're going to add in the paneer, 250 grams cut into rectangles. Now the shape and the size is very much important, I must say, because it totally depends upon the skewer that you're going to square it in. If it's wooden skewers, then it won't be able to hold this size, I must say, because here I have aluminium ones. So I'm going to use this size, about 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches, roughly about that size. And we want it to be thick enough as well, but not very thick. If it's very thick, then it won't be very soft, and it won't be easy to bite. So I'm going to add 250 grams of paneer cubes. 16 cubes are there. I like to mix it with hand, so let me mix it. You can also wear gloves if you wish to, or you can mix it with a spoon. Make sure the paneer pieces are really well coated with the marinade. I literally forgot to add in the sugar, so I'm going to add in about 1/4 teaspoon of sugar. This really helps in balancing all the flavors. So our paneer pieces are really well coated with the marinade. So now I'm going to cover it with a cling wrap and leave it for about an hour. While that is marinating for an hour, I'm going to go out and heat up my barbecue. So it has been about an hour. I'm going to open the cling wrap, and we're going to basically skewer in the paneer pieces along with some capsicum and some onions. So first of all, let me give it a nice mix with my hands itself. So here I have got 16 pieces of paneer along with 16 pieces of capsicums and onions. So I'm going to take 4 of each in a skewer. I have not marinated the capsicum and onions. If you wish to do that, definitely you can. So here is our 1 paneer tikka skewer ready to be cooked. So let me keep this in a tray for a moment and let me make more of them. So let me make 2 tikkas right now. So here we have the barbecue or the tandoor all hot and ready for cooking our tikkas. So now we are going to take it and place it here. Let me place it here. Now you'll have to continuously turn it after every 30 to 45 seconds, and this is very high flame right now, and if it's low, feel free to give it a good air. So this is the first time me giving it a turn after about 15 seconds so that the marinade kind of sets with the paneer and doesn't fall off very much. The aroma is heavenly, and just keep on turning it as I said earlier to make sure all the sides are well evenly cooked. So it's about to be done, and we do not want to cook it very much. You can see we have got golden spots in our paneer tikka. So you can see this one paneer as well, so wobbly it is. That defines the juiciness of it, I must say. So these both are ready. I'm going to take it out and we're going to serve it. So here we have the paneer tikkas. So our paneer tikkas are all ready. Only the downside of making these tikkas or any other kebab recipes at home, I must say, is it dries the heck out of you when you cook it in the charcoal. But it should be all worth, I must say. So this paneer piece goes in and it looks very juicy to me. Wow, the paneer is extremely soft and juicy, along with the flavor is totally marvelous. So make sure you try this, I'm sure you'll love this. The onions and peppers are also great, that's the magic of cooking in smoke. So make sure you try this, as I said earlier. You can find the detailed text recipe on our website cookingshooking.in. Thank you for watching, do subscribe, it's free, bye.